Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I just got back from my weekly Facebook Anonymous meeting. It's kind of like AA for people on Facebook. And you stand up and you say, hi, my name is Brian Basilico, and I'm addicted to Facebook. And I'm just kidding. But I really think we need to start a group like that. When did Facebook get so angry, divisive, and noisy? When I first started years ago, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was like connecting with your friends and wishing people a happy birthday and all that kind of stuff. And now it's like every time you tune into Facebook, there's a little bit of fun, but it's also kind of like slowing down on the freeway to look at the car crash. Because people are imploding. There's arguments. There's all kinds of things going on. So I want to give you some advice on things that you can do to kind of help you get your arms around it, because I still think there's value there. And it certainly is still a great place to promote your business. I'm not going to get into that today. I'm just going to talk about things that you can do to make your Facebook experience more enjoyable. So one of the first things you can do is turn off email notifications. The only notifications that I've got set up right now is when people mention me in a post. So that way, in case I miss it, because I've got, you know, thousands of friends and it's really easy to miss some of that stuff, that does show up. But you can have Facebook notifications from groups, from everything. So really start to kind of scale back what it is that you're getting in your email, because all that does is say, hey, jump over to Facebook and do something. The other thing you want to do is when you jump into Facebook, you have this like burning desire to go look at all the post comments, because there's notifications at the top and you see you've got 10, 12, 15 interactions. Well, you know, a lot of times it's just stuff that you've either commented on or something, and it really has nothing to do with you. So you might want to avoid commenting on things that don't necessarily have anything to do with you. And it's the same thing with messages. You can get the same notifications on messages, and, you know, it tends to be a distraction. The other thing you want to do is avoid a handful of things. First and foremost, avoid those quizzes. You know, 10 out of 20 people can't guess these bands. One of the problems with those is a lot of times they will add a piece of code to your Facebook or an app, and it starts to collect data on you, and some of it can be malicious. The other thing that people do on Facebook a lot is ask questions. That seems to be the latest and greatest thing. What's your favorite color? If you had to, would you give up the internet for a week, or would you give up bagels? You know, it's like, who cares? But sometimes you get sucked into those things. And then what happens is as soon as you put in a post or put in a comment on that post, you end up getting all these notifications saying, well, this person commented and this person commented. Well, who cares? You know, it's a big distraction. The other thing that's nasty is politics. Now, the three things I say all the time to avoid is politics, religion, and sex. When I say sex, I don't mean the act. I mean, you know, bashing women, bashing men, all that kind of stuff, because you're bound to piss off 50% of your audience. But one of the biggest things that's happened over the last probably 12 years is this very divisive tone that comes on Facebook about politics. You're either targeted left or you're targeted right, or, you know, it just turns into this giant mess. Now, if you post anything opposing on a post, there's a lot of people out there who are trolls, who just basically go through these things looking for people that disagree with them and then start these like arguments. And I don't care which side you're on, you could spend hours going forth and back and back and forth. And it eats up a lot of time and really accomplishes nothing, because nobody ever changes anybody's mind on Facebook. You know, it doesn't matter which political argument it is, whether it's about things that have happened in the news, political candidates, things that are going on. It just is an exercise in futility. And yeah, sometimes you get angry. You just want to vent. I mean, that's something that you want to do on Facebook. But the problem is the minute you vent, there's somebody out there waiting to contradict what you said or to come in and start an argument. And there are times where I posted things and these trolls will come in and just start literally picking on friends. And these could be friends of mine that I went to high school with, people that I know, like, and trust, but they literally start getting into fights and it's like, stop it. You know, there are times where I just tell these people, stop it. And there's been a handful of times where I've had to delete comments and ultimately defriend people because that's all they do. They come in and they just beat people up. And so try to avoid that as much as you can. The other thing about the politics side is the quote-unquote fake news thing. There's conspiracy theories and there's so many like mega left-leaning and mega right-leaning websites that are very, very good at writing divisive headlines. And it'll suck you in. And then, you know, I go say, well, is this real news? Does this relate to anything legit? So I go to a website called Snopes. It's SNOPES.com. And you can put in the title and it'll tell you whether it's true, false, or unfounded. But that's a rabbit hole. It's something you get sucked into. And even if you did find out that it was a fake story, unless it's somebody you absolutely love who got sucked into some bad stuff, the minute you post it, get back into the troll fights. Yeah, well, what about this point? You know, no, just leave it alone. The other thing that you can do is, you know, there are certain people who are business cohorts and they're friends, and they post a lot of this fake news or this, you know, ancillary information, which just hurts your brain. So what you got to do is go in and just hide those posts. Don't unfollow those people. Hide posts that you don't want to see, and Facebook will eventually stop posting those things. So it can tell that this is a fake website. I want nothing from a fake website from this particular person. I don't mind their Facebook lives. I don't mind their fun stuff. But when they get into that, I just don't want a piece of it. The other thing that you got to turn off is group notifications. So you can easily get sucked into, you know, commenting on a group and then you'll get thousands of people or this person was added. And here's another quick tip. Never, ever add somebody to your group without asking their permission first and vice versa. When people do that to me, I immediately leave. You should ask someone, is it okay if I add you to this group? I had somebody from a competitive company add me to their group. What am I going to bring to them? That I'm better than them? That I'm worse than them? You know, what's the point? But what they're trying to do is use your influence to get more people to say, yeah, I want to join this group. So the thing that you can do to counteract a lot of this stuff is post positive things on Facebook. So for example, when somebody has a birthday, wish them a happy birthday. When somebody has an anniversary, wish them a happy anniversary and say congrats. Some of the things that I like to do is post a positive quote every single morning. And that tends to get liked, commented, and shared and creates, you know, some enjoyment for people. And I like when other people do that too. So try to do some positive things like that. And then the other thing is funny pics. Think about, you know, what kind of pictures you could put up there that are entertaining, that are funny, that are not political, that are not divisive. I do a caption contest of the day. So the whole thing about being addicted to Facebook is you can monitor and you can scale back the amount of time you spend there. Just make sure you're doing it for positive reasons that help you and your business. So hopefully out of all of this, you found one useful tip. If you'd like more like it, check out my Bacon Weekly Mastermind at BaconCoach/BWM. It's part mastermind, part training, part accountability. I think you'll like it. It's only $1 for the first 4 weeks. So give it a shot and let's get your business moving forward today.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.